Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots to discuss. Nothing new on the front. The fighting front, that is. The war front. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Hey, if you're in the Tampa, St. Pete area on August the 20th, we will be having our event, our comedy show, the Unapologetically American Tour at the Palladium Theater. You can go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/comedy. And see what we're going to be doing there. It's going to be a hoot. Me, Tim Wilkins, and Brad Stein will be performing there. Or I, Tim Wilkins, and Brad Stein. Me will be performing there. We'll be performing there on that evening. And hope that we can get you to come out and get up and meet with us. And I hope you do VIP so we get to see you up close and personal. Because it's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, as I said, lots to discuss. The Biden family cover-up, the coup, that's going to be discussed. We learned a lot more about it this week. Let me just say up front, new developments of what you already knew. The FBI ran interference for the Biden family as the powers that be were cheating Biden into office. And now they, as I said, you're now all enemies. You're MAGA Republicans. Whether you voted for Trump, in other words, whether you voted against the Democrats, against Biden, and you cast your vote for Republicans, you are a MAGA Republican. You don't want the Constitution. You're mean-spirited, blah, 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 blah. So we'll talk all about you. You mean-spirited, evil, evil people, who I happen to rather enjoy. So I'm glad you're with me. I'm glad you're hanging in there with me. And I'm glad, you know, as I said, I really pride myself on this. I have friends from high school, friends from junior high, from when I was a kid that listen to this program. I have people that I did martial arts with that listen to this program. I have people that I worked with in one form or another who listen to my program. I have people, new people that found me 13 plus years ago when I first got started in this that still listen to this program, that follow me. And even with all the social media people trying to shut me down, not allowing me to grow, and that's fine. I get it. You know, me and God are good with this. We understand whatever's happening, there's a reason for it. And I'm just convinced the good Lord will take care of it. So with all that said, I'm telling you, we are thriving. Am I driving around in gold Ferraris? No, that's okay. It's not about that. This is so much bigger than monetary gains. I was talking to a friend of mine the other night. She's starting this thing because she's really concerned with the sexualization of children. And you should hear this young lady talk about this project of hers, the passion. This is a talented woman who could go do anything, who could go get rich. And you know what she does? She says, I'm going to stop. I'm going to do my part to make a dent in this sexualization of children and this victimization of children and women with sex trafficking and all that. And I'm telling you, she will do it. I'm convinced. So anyway, I'm always happy to meet these people and to befriend them and find out what they're doing and to team up with them and do what we can to help. And every time you guys, you know, give us a nickel, it goes towards that. I'm just telling you, look, I'm swamped right now with speaking engagements, and I get a pretty good coin to speak. And so, you know, it's funny when my friends, you know, I go over to their houses or whatever, or I'm traveling somewhere and they meet with me and they say, you know, Kevin, we're so happy you're here, man. Thanks for coming. And I don't think of it as a big deal because I'm no big deal. But then I remember I charged $15,000 to speak for an hour, you know, at an event. So it is a big deal. If I was charging my friends, a lot of them would have to, they owe me cars and stuff. But I don't think of it that way because it is no big deal. But here's my point. That's the way I take those dollars. People don't get this. I take those dollars. And you know where they go? Right back into the company. Honest to God, I don't know how many times I've spoken in the past 2 years because COVID screwed a lot of things up. But every dime that I've ever made, I shouldn't say ever, but every dime I've made in the last certainly two, maybe even three, it could be longer. I'd have to check with Melissa, has gone back into my company. Every dime. Never took a salary from it. It's just, I think about that, and I want people to understand how much my family gives back. Because that's what we do. It's worth it. Anyway, lots to talk about. New polling we'll talk about. And here's the deal. Democrats are attempting to demoralize you and suppress your vote. And I will give you some polling that proves it ain't working. And worse than that, they're demonizing you. They're mad that it's not working. They want to divide this country. I ask you, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, is it working? Are you demoralized? I know I feel divided, and I know it is good versus evil, and I know which side we are on. As conservatives, we are on the side of good, because I don't have any vitriol for those clowns. I call them what they are, but I'm not mad at them. They want you to believe that America's melting down, and the meltdown is occurring, but it's occurring on the side of leftism, which is why they have become so evil. This is a real war, folks. Of what this is giving you a glimpse of what the future holds for you, certainly for your kids, a little bit more for us, right? Because we're getting a little long in the tooth. But what the future holds for your children, if you don't get in this fight, go listen to any program I've cut in the last, I don't care, 5 years. I've warned you. I've told you, if you don't stand up, incrementalism and the way of leftism creeps in, and the next thing you know, it is choking you out. That's right. So if you, and I'm going to prove it in another show yet again today, I'm going to play leftists in their own words so you can say, oh, Kevin, it isn't you saying it. It's you proving it. It's leftists in their own words telling you they hate you. And here's what's interesting when you listen to them. They don't even know why. They don't know why. They're talking heads. They just, somebody gives them the talking points and they say it. These are people that get along with you every single day in a variety of circumstances and let somebody talk politics for 1 second, and then their vitriol comes out, their venom comes out, and the next thing you know, they want you dead. And then when I tell you that they want you dead, they want you dead or imprisoned. I'm not exaggerating this one bit. So anyway, we got a lot of show for you today. We're going to kick off with Tiffany Cross and Roland Martin proving my point.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The new leftist talking points are MAGA. People are evil. By the way, Joe Biden walked it back. He was asked by Ducey at a press conference. We're not playing it. My producers got it for me, but you can't really hear Biden. But he says, do you believe that half the country, the MAGA Republicans, are evil? And Joe Biden makes, I don't think they're evil. So what he's saying is, no, I was lying. When I said they were evil, I was lying. I was told to say that. That's what the handlers have said to me. We've poll tested amongst our people. And so I was told to say that. I don't really believe it. See, this is the one time that Joe Biden actually told the truth. He doesn't believe it. You do see asking me, he's like, yeah, look, it's rhetoric. It's fight rhetoric. Have you ever watched a fight, a boxing match, a kickboxing match or something, and they get the two guys together and they all talk, yeah, man, I'm going to kick his butt in, and they do the stare down, you know, and all that good stuff. You've seen this, right? You're watching it in politics right now, folks. You're watching it. They want you so mad. They want the public to believe it's so hyped up and everybody's so at each other. And at the end of the day, do you know what? The two people that do that many times are just friends. They got to hype up the fight. See, that's the Democrats and the Republicans. They're really friends. They're hyping up the fight. For us, it's all a show for us. Why? They want our money. They want us to participate. Would we participate if both of them agreed? What would you be doing right now politically if everybody agreed? Would you be focused on politics? Would you get up in the morning and go, man, whatever your core issue is, if your core issue is immigration, if your core issue is medical issue, you know, like hospital, our medical system, our education system, would you get up every morning if you knew that people were actually trying to solve the problem and you get involved? I'm talking about they are going to bring in the true experts. And so when a disease or a virus hits, they really are going to work for your best interest. Let me ask you, if they'd gotten this Wu flu thing had happened and they gave you the truth and they said, look, guys, you can die from this. But here's the thing. It's probably going to affect mostly older people. There are some things you can do. We're going to give you a free hydroxychloroquine with some vitamin regimens. We're going to make sure this is available to all the impoverished. We're also going to give people, you'll have a choice between that and ivermectin. We're going to get a hold of this thing. It may require us to, you know, to do some things for a little bit to see if we can quell it down. If you want to wear a mask because you feel like it protects you, we do recommend you wear an N95 mask when you're out in public, whatever. If they had not hyped it up and you really felt like they were working for it, what would you have done? I wouldn't be talking about it. I would be like, well, okay, so yeah, we had 50,000 people died of a flu virus, a flu-like virus. And had they told us, you know, that, by the way, this is a bioweapon that was designed in the lab in China. It got loose. It has nothing to do with bats. And we are working on things that could potentially be a cure, but we're going to warn you. It's going to take years before we are able to give this out because we don't want to endanger anyone. We're not going to let the pharmaceutical companies off the hook. They're going to have to really test this. For those of you who are seriously concerned, we will develop an antidote for it because it is a bioweapon. It's not a normal flu. So if you want to be experimentally done on this thing, come to the lab, blah, blah, blah. If they'd said anything like that, we're not even talking about this. But what did they do? They pitted us against each other. There were the vaxxers and the anti-vaxxers. You get what I'm saying? That's what they do. They get you all hyped up like people with these pit dogs. And then they release us on each other. Because you know what? The guys fighting the dogs are going, give me that money, man. Woo-hoo! You've all paid to get in. What's the price of admission? Your tax dollars. So anyway, you're evil. And if you don't believe you're evil, let me let you hear MSNBC's Tiffany Cross talking to fathead Roland Martin, who, by the way, we had a Twitter battle. I think we still have this, but I had a Twitter battle with Roland Martin where I destroyed him. I destroyed him. Won't have me on his show because I absolutely torched him. But these are two silly Negroes talking about you, MAGA, which, by the way, MAGA Republicans represents every race, creed, sexuality you can name. It is the majority of this country. And this is what these people had to say about you.
I think that's such a crucial point. His followers, Republican, mainstream establishment Republicans, are echoing these calls for violence, all but threatening it. What was your take?
Well, first of all, I have my red LED lighting since the Republicans are so, oh my God, upset because President Joe Biden, they claim, oh, he looked like he was in Russia. Pastor Charles Jenkins has an intro to his song War where he says, when the enemy is coming at you, you can't fall down, you can't break down. This means war. That is where we are. We are at war with these people. These folks are evil. They have allowed evil into their house with Donald Trump. He has now dominated the party. This evil is spreading. And when you are in a war footing, you have to respond accordingly. It's about time President Joe Biden decided to get tough. It's about time his advisors stop being weak and stop being impotent and not fighting back. What these people want to do to this country is destroy democracy. They want to rig elections. And so it requires you to stand strong. You don't walk comments back. You don't wilt under the pressure. Republicans and conservatives, they are weak. All they do is whine and complain, oh my God, he called us semi-fascists. They have called Democrats Marxists. They have called them communists. They have called them socialists. They have called them pedophiles. And all of a sudden, now you get hit and now you start whining. Well, guess what, Democrats? Guess what, Biden? Guess what, Jamie Harrison, Schumer, Pelosi, and everyone else? You keep hitting. You keep pounding because this is about the future of our children. I've got 13 nieces and nephews, and I'd be damned if I'm going to leave a country for them run by these crazed, deranged folks who want to impart evil in every facet of our society.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That is the rhetoric of the left. War. Evil. That's what they could. We are at war, and they are evil, and it's about time. They are trying to, get this, destroy democracy and rig elections. Exactly what the Democrats did. And he says, don't walk comments back. Then he says, we're weak and complain. We get this, we call them Marxists, we call them socialists and communists and pedophiles. He threw that one in. Look, Democrats are proud Marxists. They're proud communists. They're proud socialists. They say it. He acts as if the Marxist is skank. I'm just kidding. He acts as if Marxist is a dirty word. By the way, skank isn't either. That's why I say it all the time. Because I want to make sure you understand the FCC does not see it that way. But the one that got me was pedophiles. Let me ask you, folks, do you feel evil? What do you feel like you do? Do you feel like you get up looking to destroy democracy? Ask yourself how any part of the country can feel the way these ignorant so-called journalists feel.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new poll shows inflation is causing hardship for a majority of Americans. Gallup reports 56% of respondents describe their experiences as moderate to severe hardship. That's up from only 49% who said the same in January. A judge isn't granting Elon Musk's request to delay a trial over his bid to buy Twitter. However, claims made by a whistleblower can be added to his countersuit. The whistleblower claimed Twitter has major security shortcomings that threaten privacy on the platform and national security. Changes are continuing in Uvalde, Texas after a school shooting last May. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
The Austin American Statesman publication is reporting five Texas Department of Public Safety officers have been referred to the State Inspector General.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonable good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, what it must feel like to be so stupid. To be as stupid as a leftist Democrat. Somebody who would vote for Joe Biden. Look, put it on paper. Guy's got a crackhead son, a narcissistic wife, a daughter who's a sex fiend that he took a shower with, took multiple showers with. Who knows what Hunter did to her, right? I'm talking about Ashley. Then he puts his crackhead son in charge of the family's criminal enterprise, takes his 10% cut, pretends that he doesn't know what the son is up to, calls his son the best man that he knows. I went over that the other day as to why is Joe Biden call Hunter Biden the best man that he knows? Simple reason. Hunter is legit. Hunter is real. Hunter isn't hiding anything about his life. He is a crackhead who likes prostitutes. He likes getting into trouble. He wants to drink. He wants to go have sex, not take care of his babies. And he's not going to apologize for any of it. Have you heard him apologize? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. That's why Joe Biden has so much respect for Hunter Biden. By the way, so do I. I have a lot of respect for this guy who says, look, I'm a complete jack-off. But you know who I am. So anyway, but here's the thing. I played this clip from Tiffany Cross and Roland Martin, fathead Roland Martin, black dude who got fired from CNN. Why? Because he's irrelevant. Now he's over at All Black All the Time Radio and TV, and you know what he is? An ethnocentric racist that looks through everything in America through the prism of racism. And this is a guy living amongst white people, walking amongst the general population of white folks, and he's living he's living off his lies. He's not living his lies, because he's living a lie. But he's living off of his lies. This guy, in no way does his life reflect anything that he espouses. None of it. He's driven around in cars. Everything that Roland Martin wants out of life, he got. Even after being fired from CNN, he gets a cushy job over at All Black All the Time, TV and radio. And what's he do? He sells the idea that America's racist. How can you get ahead in this country? Both Tiffany Cross and Roland are living large. They ain't living like the black folks they talk about. They don't even really want to be there. But the only way, you know what they do? They talk, they say this stuff, then they get around other black people and they go, "Ooh, girl, yeah, y'all taking care. Roland, I like what you had to say." Pimps. Nothing but pimps and skanks. People who don't give a care about you in this country. And so they got to demonize. They want to separate. make people think, you know, yeah, man, you down for the black people, man. No, you're not, Roland. Roland Martin is a fathead pig that is down for nobody except himself. Because if Roland Martin told the truth, if he told about his life, the life that he lives when he's going around cowtown to white folks, acting all ethnocentric black when he gets in front of other black people, but then taking that mask off in front of white people and going, no, here's who I really am. If he were genuine, I'd give him some credit. And quick story, I told you guys, many of you have heard this before, but we got into this Twitter battle where I said something, I don't remember what it was, and Roland sent me a tweet, and we went at it. And I'm telling you, I was spanking Roland so bad, I think I got 2,000 followers in 5 days. Because I was just spanking this fathead clown. And so then he says, you won't come on my show. I said, I'd be happy to come on your show. I will absolutely destroy you. I'll take your audience from you. So he goes, well, can you come on today? I was flying out that morning to go to New York to do media. And I said, I can't come on. You're scared. You're scared. I'm like, hey, fathead, I'm not scared. I can't do your radio show from an airplane. But as soon as I land, if you set it up, I'll do your show. So then he tweets me back later privately in a DM message that I can't come on his show. Why? His producers told him, you put this guy on your show, he will destroy you. And so I started tweeting that. I said, hey, y'all, Roland DM'd me saying that he doesn't want me on his show anymore. After talking all that smack, he doesn't want me on his show anymore. And I said, let me tell you why. He figured out who I was. He went, oh, no, heck no. I'm not exaggerating this when I tell you. His producer said, you don't want this guy on your show. He will destroy you. He's fearless. He will have his facts. He will know what he's talking about. So fast forward, I'm in, I believe, was I in New Orleans or Cleveland? I can't remember, but it was in an event. And I see Roland we were at a pub. There was going to be this black event in a pub and a bar restaurant. And I go in and I see him. And I look at him and I go, hey, Roland. The look on his face was priceless. Yeah, after talking all that smack and how angry he was with me, I walk up to him and go, hey, Roland. And you know what he did? He looked away because that's what he was supposed to do. He did what every Zeta dog does. He understood who was king of the place. And that's my Roland Martin story, and I tell it publicly, so if Roland hears it, he can say, that didn't happen, and I can say, well, then, Roland, I tell you what part of it is a lie? Because it's a fact. Anyway, these people hate us. They want you to be evil, and as I tell you all the time, the only evil is on that side, and these people are paid to say what they say. They are paid to be evil. They are paid to divide and conquer. There was a project run by Margaret Sanger. It was called the Negro Project. And they took a few talking heads like Tiffany Cross and Roland Martin. And they said, you tell black folks what to think. We'll pay you. You tell them what to think. I want you to just think about a show. Just imagine you're watching this show, their show. What I just played, the clip I played. How long would you watch that? What if you were a Democrat, not a black Democrat, a white Democrat? How long would you watch that where people are talking about your relatives and calling them evil, etc.? Now, those of you going, well, Kevin, aren't you saying that about them? I've already told you folks many times, playing devil's advocate here on my own show, I don't have any animosity towards leftists. I don't care about their stupidity. But here's what I do know is evil. Evil is when you see crime happening in your cities in mass amounts and you do nothing. Evil is when you see people pouring into our country and you do nothing. Evil is when I watch the rights of illegals supersede the rights of citizens on multiple occasions. That's evil. When I watch people who say killing of babies in the womb, they disguise it as women's health, but they will go get people off of death row who absolutely have killed people. And I could go on. See, that's just stupidity. I don't like it when they say, oh, we want to protect children as they are molesting children. You get what I'm saying? I have a problem with this stuff. Show me what we talk about as conservatives that's evil. Please. I'll wait. Is it the protection of the unborn? Is it not infantilizing blacks and Latinos and women and gays by saying the nation doesn't have anything for you when all around me I see these people doing great as fellow human beings and fellow Americans? Is that it? My idea that I don't believe anybody cannot accomplish anything in this country? I know, Kevin, that is so evil of you. I mean, this is insanity to me. And so, look, if we were both getting up, all getting up, two sides of this equation, and we were getting up saying, look, we've got two different ways to approach solving a problem, I'd say we were fine. We don't have two different ways of solving a problem. We want to solve problems. They don't. It is that simple. And people recognize it. Here's the new poll in YouGov, if you want to go look it up. Biden approval rating among independents hits a new low. Somebody was telling me the other day that Biden's rating for independents is going up, and I'm going, that's a lie. There's no way. This is from YouGov, if you want to look at it from a day ago or 2 days ago. It says 26.7% of independents approve of Joe Biden, 64.1% disapprove. This poll is based on 8/29, August 29th of 22, just so you have an idea. Now, the guy that wrote it said he thought this was post Biden going out giving his devil speech. It wasn't. It was pre. It's even worse now is what they're saying. They think the independents are now even more disillusioned with Biden, and only 26.7% think he's the right man for the job, which you got to be wondering what the heck's wrong with them. But now they're saying they think it's lower. The guy that wrote this article said this was pre-Biden speech. So they're not doing anything right. The Democrats are running on the idea that the women's vote, the abortion vote, is going to be the thing that carries them through. And they know it's not. And they're scared to death and they want to scare you. Think anybody's buying it?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
We have a ton to talk about today, folks, and we've already covered a lot. The leftists, their new thing is to demonize you, to divide and conquer, separate us. They're using all of the usual tricks. And is it working? Maybe. My personal belief is no, and I'll give you some examples of why I know it's not. So the number of people who watched Joe Biden's speech, dismal. You didn't watch it. The majority of people who watched Joe Biden's speech caught it in the snippets after the fact. And what they did when they parsed it was the worst thing that could have happened to the Democrats. They talked about the backdrop of it. That it looked like he was Lucifer, that he was doing it in Russia, you know, because it was so red. It was full of vitriol and division and things like this. And now they want to walk it back. Joe Biden called us, he divided us. You are the MAGA, the ultra MAGA, the semi-fascist and all that. And they think we're mad at it. They think we're mad. Call me a fascist. I know we're not fascist. You want to know why? I know you are. They are fascist. They're evil. They call us evil. They're evil. This is so easy, people. This is nothing but the Democrats just deflecting. They don't want to face the idea that they are evil. Think about the moral relativity of leftism, where black folks commit crimes and they blame the cops. You know, you get what I'm saying? Where educators don't educate and then they indoctrinate. You just think about all the contradictions of leftism and you get it. You understand, wow, these people really are the epitome of evil. They don't even recognize it. And so you have a responsibility. Your responsibility, look, I'm not going to tell you how to be. I'm not going to tell you how to be. But here's what I will tell you. I will never back down to these clowns. I will never back down. It doesn't matter what situation I'm in, I'm going to tell them who they are. How are we going to let them get away with this? This country is, if left to their devices, just tell me where would it go? Where would it go if the rule of law is what Comey did with Hillary Clinton, is what Christopher Wray is currently doing with Hillary Clinton, where they found out she targeted Trump. What's she doing? She's out free. Classified information and stuff is free. When they can raid Donald Trump, and what are we finding out about this raid? Completely politically biased. That they've put the documents out to say, well, what prompted the raid? He kept a pencil from the White House or something. It's completely fabricated, as is January 6th, as are 20 million of Joe Biden's votes. As is the idea that a right for a child to be born is a woman's right to choose or her health. I could go on. Look, we can debate these issues. You can tell me, well, Kevin, you know, it still is a woman's body. If she's about to die, she should be able to determine, do I want the, is it me or the child? I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree. Would I abort a child because the mother's life was in danger? Absolutely. So there are many people that would agree with me. I'm pro-life. And I'm telling you, if the choice was, ask a husband, if the choice was between your wife and your child, who would you pick? Because I know the biblical answer. You can have more babies. But if you're doing it willy-nilly, no. No. So, look, I guarantee you there are people out there going, well, Kevin, I'm a total abortion. There should be no abortion. Well, fine. If that's what you believe, fine. I don't. If my life is at stake, and don't misunderstand me, there are selfless moms who would say, you know what? I want my child to be born. I've lived a good life. And all that. Fine. I get it. And there are people, I would not be mad at a woman who says, look, I did my best, but I'm going to save myself. I can try this again. I'm not going to be mad at her any more than I would be mad at somebody that saved themselves before they tried to save me if I were drowning. I'm not going to be mad. You're in the river, boat tips over. You see your friend swimming towards the shore because he gets out of the current. I'm not going to be mad at him. What, we both should drown? I'm going to do what I can, but I'm not going to be upset. I mean, I may be dead, but you get what I'm saying. We have these choices to make in life. I'm happy to tell you, folks, here's the good news. It isn't black and white. And when you're confronted with certain issues, things will change you. And that's okay. Anyway, all this to make a bigger point. I want to talk about this FBI. They wrote this. The extraordinarily alleged efforts of the FBI agents to shut down a probe into Hunter Biden's laptop were detailed Monday in a new report from the author of a best-selling book about the affair. Timothy Tebow, who left the Bureau last month under mysterious circumstances, spiked further questioning of former Biden pal-turned-whistleblower Tony Bobulinski, who had offered damning evidence about alleged Biden family corruption just 2 weeks before the 2020 presidential election. This is according to Miranda Devine, who was the author of Laptop from Hell. They say Bobulinski's evidence appears to have fallen into the same black hole at the FBI's Hunter's laptop, never to be seen again. The computer, which Hunter Biden abandoned at a Wilmington, Delaware computer repair shop, is believed to have been in possession of the FBI since late 2019, more than a year before the election. Now I'm going to stop there because here's what people keep saying. This would have impacted the election. No, it wouldn't. It would have impacted the Democrats' ability to cheat to the level that they did had you had this information. It wouldn't have impacted the election. The election was predetermined. The Democrats already knew the cheat was in. They had already worked this out in one of the most elaborate, treasonous events that occurred in American, if not world, history, and they stole an election. And that's not a bunch of conspiratorial stuff. That is a fact. And the only thing it would have done is they would have had to choose a different candidate, because Joe Biden wouldn't have been the person. They probably would have dusted off old retread Hillary and let her run again. Even though Trump had already defeated her in 2016, they would have pretended that she got some, woohoo, everybody loves Hillary again, and they would have retreaded her. Because of the 20,000 people who ran on the Democratic ticket, they didn't have anybody that they could shoehorn in. Not Elizabeth Warren, not Pete Buttigieg, or whatever else. They couldn't do it. They were left with Biden, with all of Biden's baggage. And that's why when I tell you guys, as conservatives, I am so proud of us. Because if you had cheated Biden in for me, I'd be mad. I'd go, so let me just get this straight. You passed over, three women? At least three. A black woman, a Pacific Islander, and an American Indian. Okay? You passed over three women, one of whom was under 40 years old and not too bad to look at. You passed over four black people. You passed over an Asian male who's an accomplished dude, an accomplished businessman. You passed over a Hispanic man. You passed over an LGBT man. And yeah, what are we going to get into? They were business people. Then you passed over X number of governors, X number of senators, all younger than Joe Biden. And who did you pick? You picked a dude who's almost 80 years old, has had three brain surgeries, was suffering from obvious dementia, and I could go on. That's who you picked. Let me tell you, I would have been mad. But what's interesting is the Democrats get sold on being okay. But what do we have on our side? We have the Bill Crystals, the Stephen Hayes's. Who was the guy who used to wear the bow tie? That guy. We got the Krautheimers. We got the Karl Rose. We got all the Bush guys. Talking smack. Why? Because Donald Trump won and actually made a difference. And you know what that did? It upset the Uniparty. It upset these people that say, hey, you can't come in and mess up our party. We have this thing down. We know exactly who's going to win what. Have you ever done a bracket for the NAACP, NCAA, have you ever had a bracket where you pick and, you're moving your people around? What if you could guarantee yourself to win the bracket? Wouldn't that be cool? That's what the Democrats did. They take the bracket and they already predetermine who are the winners and the losers. Trump messed that up.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.